Man, it's nothing like a better feeling than this. It's great. It's something that growing up, you wait for your whole life. Last year was a great feeling going into those first games, and I got that same feeling again right now, actually probably a little bit more since I played for Miami. So I think we're going to be great this year.
How big of a relief was it that you got the waiver? Now you can play this year. You don't have to sit out.
Yeah, we were thinking about that a lot. We didn't really know what was going to happen. I was still busting my ass, even though we didn't know if I could play or not. And between my shoulder surgery, didn't know what was going on. And they got the waiver, and I was real excited. I was real excited that three could call me and tell me that I could play this season. So
when did he give you the call?
Oh, this was last semester. I got a call during study hall and screamed out during study hall. I was like, you know, all my buddies around, everybody was real excited, so it was great.
Tell me about what's the overall vibe of the team right now as you head into spring practice.
Wow, yeah, it's the first thing I got to say about this team is how great the team chemistry is. It's an amazing it's amazing how we go about things in the locker room and on the field and off the field together, and how we do everything together. And that's going to be our greatest thing, I think, this year. And then we got great hitting, great pitching, and then returning infield for the most part, and then returning outfield. So I think we're going to be real solid all around, and we're real focused right now. So
you ready to bring your West Coast swag to the East Coast?
Of course,
Ryan Braun
yeah.
did it like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, my attitude's always been pretty swagged out, so I'm ready to show the U what it's about.
That's your Twitter name, right?
Like Cade Swag Stupid, yes, sir.
Yep. How about your health, Cade? You mentioned when did you have shoulder surgery?
I had shoulder surgery literally 3 days after we finished our last series with Washington last year. So it's probably, 8 months
June,
now?
Yeah.
I started throwing in December, and it's getting better every day, I feel like. It's still a little bit pain, but that's normal.
Pain throwing or hitting or both?
Throwing. Right now, hitting is 100%, I feel like. Ready to hit, ready to everything. But my throwing is getting better every day. Like I said, it's just a matter of time. So,
how's the competition at first base? I know it's pretty deep.
Oh, it's great. We got Ronnie over there. We got Feegs right now. Feeger and then Weevil over there. It's a lot of competition, especially at the plate hitting. So, it's great.
First base, I know you played some catcher last year, DH. What's your natural position?
My natural position's right field, third base, shortstop in high school, but wherever really. I mean, that's one of the things that I've been taught to do growing up on all the different teams I've played on is to learn how to play every position. So I'm glad that when I got my release to transfer last year, that teams could call me like Miami and say, hey, we need a first baseman this year. We know that you can play all the positions and hope that you can step right in. So
Miami hasn't had a true first baseman really since Yonder Alonso. I mean, uh-huh. Haggerty and Lawson did a nice job, but they weren't natural first baseman.
Right.
I mean, you feel like being a big target can help out some of these infielders?
Yeah, I feel like they're real comfortable throwing to me, and I feel that I'm real comfortable around the bag, making tags and stretching out to pick balls and stuff, so I think that makes the infielders more comfortable making throws to me. So
you talk to Yonder at all?
I talk to Yonder all the time. He's been out here. I've been talking to him about hitting, about first base, everything. He's been great.
How about the new bats, Cade? I mean, is it a big adjustment?
Yeah, it's different. It's a lot different. I think those first few weeks in the fall, we were all pretty upset about them. But as time goes on, we've learned to hit with them. It's kind of like hitting with a wood bat a little bit. So it's almost normal now to us. But we'll see how it goes. See how the spring goes.
How about the pitchers? I mean, who stood out when you're taking BP or just
Yeah, I mean, we got EJ on the mound, we got Ewing on the mound, and they were both lights out all fall. Hopefully we got Whaley coming back, and we know, I knew Whaley a little bit in high school, just playing on different teams and stuff. I know he's a great pitcher. He was hurt all fall, but from what he did last year and from what he did in high school, I know he's going to be great this year.
The new field, Cade, I mean, if you know...
It's great. It's nice and flat. The infield's beautiful. Just got to get that grass to root in a little bit in the outfield more, and it's going to be a big league infield.
What's the strength of this team right now before season starts, you think?
I mean, we're going to have great pitching and a great lineup. I think our hitting's going to be real good. So we're gonna mash some balls, I think. I'll hit a lot of people.
What's your style at the plate? I mean, are you a line drive hitter, gap hitter, power hitter,
single hitter? Honestly, it just depends on what kind of groove I'm in. I can't be trying to do anything, trying to be hit home runs, trying to be hitting. I just just got to hit what's thrown at me and just got to go with what's right for me at the time, you know. And me being a, such a tall hitter, I got to really just stay in sync and do what I can to do to get to help the team win. So,
what's the toughest part about playing first base? The scoops, the ground balls, the throws, the second, and on the 3-6-3s?
Yeah, I got to say probably the quick throw on a double play from second. It's really coming at you hard and try to react pretty fast, especially on the balls in the dirt. So, but
you think this team's going to utilize like small ball this year a little bit? I mean, you got so much speed.
Definitely a lot. We have a really fast team. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff small ball, and it's gonna work. That's for sure.
Just your overall vibe. I mean, the campus here compared to USC. I mean, like two private schools, one on one coast, one on the other.
Yeah.
How's Miami compared to USC?
Never been. It's great. The baseball team feels like I'm playing for a pro ball team. There's great early work going on every day. We're real focused. The guys are out here to play baseball every day. So.
You talked to the new tight end who transferred from USC at all? Like,
I haven't talked to him yet. We know each other a little bit, know who we are. We didn't really have a friendship last year, but I've seen him around. He's in one of my classes. I haven't gotten to speak to him yet, though. So we'll see.